Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me and does not bear fruit, and anyone that does not prunes, that he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine. So neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. But this my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
So beautiful. Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. The expectation of Jesus from us is that we live in his life. His life, nothing else, is to love. Whenever we love, we are in him. Many times, what we need, or we expect, we can pray, ask. Jesus promised, whatever you ask will be given, lock you open. Naturally, if we live the will of God, whatever we ask is to follow the will of God. Jesus is within us. So let us, first of all, live well the word of God. But in the beginning, Jesus already, when you live the word of God, we are pruned. That means to say, to live the word of God, not just simply to listen in the mind. But with the heart, with action. Jesus expects us wholeheartedly we live the word of God. Kind of openness towards people who doesn't like us. Forgive to people who hurt us. And always being the first one to serve, to love. Always. Always, always. When we leave this spirit, we are in his life. In a certain sense, we are pruned. So we are also one with the Lord, that whatever we ask is the will of God. So let us first of all live well the will of God. Naturally, we will find what's the best to ask. Thank you, Jesus, teach us this secret to be so one with you. Minute by minute, trust in his love. Even there are moments of difficulties, it's a time of pruning. Jesus still loves us. He gives all the graces so that we can be more perfect. That means we are more one with him.